It is 8:50 on a Wednesday morning. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday during the legislative session, is State Representative from District 20B, David Bly.
Yes. I was listening as I was driving down here. You had a lot of good local news that you were talking about.
Yeah, positive news today. It was a good news day yesterday.
That was refreshing to hear.
Noel and Lois Strabo with the Haywood Award. $1 million for the hospital auxiliary. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
And the food shelf, too. So, yeah good news. I don't know if there's good news, bad news coming out. There's not much of anything coming out of the legislature right now. Let's talk about, I don't want to say imply that there's nothing going on, but it's just as far as headline news and the media types, there's not a whole lot of headlines.
Yeah, well, it appears to be kind of the strategy of the majorities, to especially in the House, not so much in the Senate. I mean, the Senate has passed a pension bill and some other things that we'd like to see move forward. I think they came to a good compromise on the pension bill in the Senate. They're a majority, but it's a one vote majority. So, I think they recognize there's got to be more give and take between the two parties there. But in the House, it's really kind of slowing down, and they are passing a few bills that generally get unanimous votes. I mean, they're things that we don't oppose, and which is good. I mean, I'm glad they're moving those, but they're not anything that would raise a headline or get people excited about. We did have one bill fail yesterday, a gambling bill, an internet gambling bill, which was a kind of a surprise to everyone that it didn't fail. There were a few Democratic legislators who spoke against it, and then Representative Drazkowski from over in Kenyon and in that district spoke against it strongly, and then all of a sudden there were fewer votes for it. That was an interesting kind of change of events, I guess. We do have, I would say, when I mentioned the strategy, I'm thinking about what happened last session, where they kind of held on to their bills until the last couple weeks and then passed them, and they had lots of stuff the governor didn't want. He vetoed, I think, every large omnibus bill, and then they had to redo it, and then they came back, and snuck some things in. I mean, he's made it very clear in several letters that he sent, and he sent another one just yesterday, saying that he does not want to see those things happen. He wants more transparency. He wants to have agreement. And then he says, there's really nothing I really need from this session. So be prepared that if you pass things that are disagreeable, we'll veto them. And, why not? Let's work together and see if we can pass something for Minnesotans that would be better than nothing, So I would say that both in what I've heard about the agriculture bill and the education bill will be taking up on Thursday, there's been some movement towards the governor's positions, some softening of some of the hard things that they were trying to push through. So maybe there's some good signs there that we will have something that we can work together on.
Now we have, about 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks?
Yeah, the 21st is when we have
21st, a little over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Last night, there was some news coming out of the House last night. A sit-in was staged by a few members, DFL members.
This was the idea of Representative Aaron May Quaid, who is Representative from Bloomington. And, she decided that she wanted to make a statement that we aren't moving forward what most would say are common sense gun laws that would insist on a background check in different areas where we don't currently have those background checks. And so I think she's just saying, why not at least hear the bills? Why not at least debate them and find out if we can move them forward? And so she, I'm thinking she borrowed this idea from Representative Congressman John Lewis in the U.S. Congress, who's a longtime civil rights activist, and he held a sit-in, I think a year or two ago at the in Washington D.C. It did get some attention. Didn't move anything forward, but it did get some attention, some news. And she's done that as well. One of the things I would say is, she has used the time to talk about real circumstances where people were shot and killed And as a result of lack of a background check or lack of some of the things that we're trying to move forward, and it's, you know, she's not talking about taking guns away from law-abiding citizens, but it is a way of making sure that guns don't fall into the hands of people who probably shouldn't have them.
Right now, there doesn't look like on a statewide level, is there going to be really any activity on bills like that? And I guess from your position, is this the job of the state legislature? Is it a job of our legislators, our Congress people in Congress on a national level, combination of both?
Well, that's probably a combination of both. There are some states that have passed these kinds of laws, and they're not all, you know, very liberal states either. Some states that recognize that they should do something like this. So, you know, the advocates call them common sense laws that that could make a difference. So, I think there is the work of the state to try to address some of these issues. We hear over and over again how the states are the laboratories for the federal government. You know, so you'll pass some legislation in the state at the state level. Enough states get them passed, and then you get the attention of Congress that maybe this is something that the country should look at.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, State Representative David Bly is joining us. It is a Wednesday. You have a couple of days left this week, and then you have next week. I got to tell you a little
story. I was in my office working on some things I was going to say in a committee, and a guy popped into my office and he said, "You're from Northfield, aren't you?" And I said, "There's this radio station I listen to, but I can't really get it at my home. I've got to get a better radio." And I said, "Well, yeah, there is a radio station in Northfield." He says, 95.1. He says, "Yeah, that's got to be it. That's got to be it." So a compliment to you, Jeff, on somebody who's a lobbyist, likes to listen to your radio station.
Well, we appreciate that. I don't know which side you're on, but we appreciate your listenership. And KYMNradio.net or TuneIn Radio application on your cell phone.
Yeah,
you can get
yeah.
us anywhere. So yeah, yeah. Listen to us at crystal clear anywhere you want. So you've got the rest of this week and next week before we talk to you again. Anything that you're seeing that's going to happen or move in the next week or so that we should be watching out for?
Yeah, well, as I said, we're going to be taking up the education bill. There'll be an opportunity for amendments to come forward to change it a little bit. I understand, you know, contrary to what I just said about the Senate earlier, apparently the Senate education bill is far more distasteful to the governor. So when they get into conference committee, we'll have to see what emerges from that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of concerns about some of the transportation issues as well, and whether or not, I mean, one of the things they're talking about is in a transportation bill is a bill that would spend general fund money and take money away from other important concerns. So rather than looking at revenue for transportation, we've been talking about the gas tax and things like that. But there are some worrisome things that are coming down and that we'll need to figure out and debate. We still haven't heard about the bonding bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, if we were in charge, we would have been talking about and trying to get Republican votes and trying to make sure that we're doing a bill that represents the whole state and not just some parts of the state. So it's discouraging. We haven't heard more about that. Hopefully that will come, but we'll see. You know, I don't really know for sure.
All right. Well, Representative Bly, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We'll look forward to it. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for coming in today.
Yep.
Enjoy your day today. It's a beautiful day. You're not going to be stuck in the office all day, are you?
No, I'll try to get out and walk around a little bit. I did sign on to a letter with some other legislators urging the governor to do something about the 7% or potential 7% cut to people who work with disabilities. I know that you had some folks on your station to talk about that.
So. Yeah, from Epic Enterprises. So
yeah,
that's a big chunk
deal.
That's a big chunk of their budget, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much
you
for
bet.
Coming in. David Bly, State Representative for District 20B, joins us every Wednesday at this time here on 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Once again, kymnradio.net. Download the TuneIn application. It might already be on your cell phone. Just go to local radio, KYMN. We're still under the AM side for that, but you can download us, and it sounds crystal clear anywhere in the world.